Hello, and welcome to Rod Squad, the urology podcast for students. I'm Parker Adams, and I want to do urology. Welcome to episode 59. This episode is going to be on the fast track to becoming a first author. I have gotten a lot of questions from third-year medical students, second-year medical students, and even some first-year medical students about how I got some of the research that I did on my ERAS application. And I did an episode on this earlier on in the podcast. It's episode 2, so you could go back and look at that one as well. And I briefly touched on what I'm going to talk about today. But after I've talked on the phone with a few third years, I decided to make another episode where I dive into this strategy a little bit more so you guys can listen to it and understand it a little bit better. So the strategy is to find a trifecta. Three people. So you're going to find two other people that are hardworking, have similar goals as you, and you guys will work together to make three different papers, and you'll rotate first author on each of those. And the pros to this system is that it gets you publications, so theoretically it could get you three publications if you each rotate through a first author, and it gives you a first author publication, so one of those will be yours. And it's also fast, so you can do this very quickly. I think that you could, if you guys were dedicated, be able to complete it in about a month for one paper. So in 3 months, you guys could get three publications. And it's pretty easy. If you guys find a good topic to do your review article on, then it goes pretty quickly and it's pretty straightforward. So the cons, though, to this is that you need a good team, so somebody that works hard. And you need a good faculty advisor, somebody that has similar goals as you. And you also need to pick a really good topic. So I'll talk about it a little bit more, but the more specific your topic is, the easier it's going to be for you. And then the other con to this is that it's not some crazy publication in urology or something like that. It's, it's a review article, so you're not going to be breaking any barriers or anything like this. You're not going to be able to present it at huge conferences, but it is a publication. So take note of those. But the next thing I'm going to talk to you guys about is how to do this. So the first step, if you guys are wanting to go this route, is to find a group of three people. So assuming that you're one of the three, find two other people that are hardworking and have similar interests as you. So if you're presumably interested in urology or a surgical field, you would find two other people that hopefully have similar interests. But when I did this during my second year, I worked with groups of people that were interested in family medicine and other specialties. So it's not a requirement, but the benefit to that is when they're choosing the topic, it's usually similar to something that you're wanting to go into. So if you're going to do urology and the other two people on your team are going to general surgery, that would theoretically give you three surgical publications. One of those is specific to urology. So something to consider. And then similar goals as well. So one of the important things here is that this is not a strategy to really embellish yourself in the amazing art of research or really learn about IRBs and really dedicate yourself to all this stuff. This is a quick and dirty way to get publications out. So you want somebody that has those similar goals in mind when you're picking your team. And the next thing that you guys want to do is find a faculty advisor. So you want to find somebody that can help guide you, help edit your papers, and help you find a journal that you can submit this to. And similar to when you're finding your team, when you pick your faculty advisor, you want similar things as well. So you want a faculty advisor that has similar goals to you guys. They understand that you guys are just trying to get your or bulk up the research part of your application. So they understand that, you know, as much as you love learning, you're not there to really enjoy the art of research. You're there to, you know, bump up that part of your app. So they understand that you're trying to churn these out as quickly as possible and submit them to some journal to get accepted. I've worked with both types of faculty. I've worked with faculty that understand those goals, and I can tell you the process goes a lot quicker. When I worked with a faculty that understood, we published something in about a month. When I worked with a faculty advisor that was more, you know, it's not as important if we publish it or not, it's more important that you guys understand the process on all this stuff, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but I'm just saying that process took us about a year to get that publication out. So it definitely helps to have somebody that has similar views. And then I didn't do this. I worked with a faculty advisor that was in family medicine. Actually, both the faculty advisors I worked with were in family medicine. One was in ER, now that I'm thinking of it. But if you find somebody that's in surgery, that also might help guide you finding topics and finding if something's publishable or not and what journals to submit it to. So to find a faculty advisor that's in a similar field to what you guys are going to be writing on. Okay. So you have your team. The next thing that you guys want to do is find a topic. And when I tell people about this strategy, I say finding a topic is the most difficult part. So the most important thing is that you find a topic that's specific, 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 okay? Because the more specific you find a topic, the easier it is. Your work is just so much easier. If you find something that has, you know, 10 review or 10 case reports published on it versus something that has 100 case reports, you know, that's 10 times the work if you find something with 10 case report or 100 case reports. So to find a topic that's very narrow and doesn't have a lot of stuff out there is like the gold mine. And the cherry on top is that if there hasn't been a previous review article published on that specific topic. So the perfect topic would be, you know, a urological topic that has 15 case reports published on it with no previous review article. And if you find something like that, jump on it and get a team together and crank that thing out, because it will be very easy and you guys will be able to do it very quickly. And then let's see here. So talked a little bit about that. That's finding a topic. Again, feel free to reach out to me if you guys find a topic that you think might be good, but you're not sure, and maybe you haven't found your faculty advisor yet, or you feel like they can't advise you that great or something like that. Feel free to send me the topic. Not saying that I'm great at it, but I've done a few of these, so I'd be able to tell you if it's like, oh gosh, this is going to be a ton of work, or yeah, this should be pretty easy. Why don't you try it? So feel free to reach out. And then the next step is write the thing. So basically what you do is you go over all the case reports and you can summarize them in your discussion and your conclusion. And obviously the intro is basically reviewing the topic at hand. And then you can like draw conclusions from what you found from those case reports. You can discuss management options from what these different physicians in these case reports did. And then, you know, make note of similarities. If the management varied a little bit, but there was some underlying continuity between them, you can make conclusions about that. And then I always make a chart for them. So I'll make a little table, and you can divide it up by age. You can divide it up by gender, preventing or presenting symptoms, and management, imaging that they got, all this different stuff. And depending on the topic, that table will vary a little bit differently, but I think that's a great way, especially when you have 10 or 15 case reports, to help the readers visualize what they're reviewing. And then the last little pearl is when you guys are finding your topics, just make little notes. So when you're going into PubMed and searching this, let's say you're searching something on BPH, and it's a really specific part of BPH. And just make sure that you write down your search criteria that you're using, how many papers come up from that search criteria, and ultimately how many you decide to use, and what exclusion criteria you use to narrow it down, whether that was like, I excluded all the ones that weren't in English, I excluded all the ones that weren't relevant to the topic, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure that you're writing that information down, because depending on your methodology for the review article, you might need to publish how you found these case reports so that it's reproducible. Somebody else can go and find those same number of case reports using the different databases that you used. So it's really hard to go back and figure out what you used in the past, but when you're just, you know, messing around on PubMed and searching, it's really easy to write down what you're finding. Okay, and then after you've written the thing, send it off for edits. So theoretically, you'd send this to your advisor, and if they understand and have similar goals to you, they'll turn it around fairly quickly and get it back to you. And then you can, you know, edit it, you can send it off again, they can review it again, and you can do maybe two rounds of edits. And then once you guys have buffed it up enough, you guys can send it off to a journal of your choosing for hopeful acceptance. And then I just wanted to mention here that on ERAS, at least the advice that I got, an accepted paper is basically as good as a published paper. So your end goal here isn't necessarily to be published, because sometimes that can take months depending on when they can fit you into their publishing schedule. But your goal should be to be accepted, because on ERAS, there's options to say, like, currently working on the project, we submitted it, it was accepted for publication, and it's been published. So you can choose any of those. And to my understanding, accepted is basically just as good as published. So keep that in mind. And then, let's see here. Oh, this is what I was going to talk about. To try to get a poster as well. So these review articles, I've tried submitting them to actual conferences, and they don't really get accepted to conferences. I've tried maybe like 4 times, and each time they're like, we don't accept review articles for poster presentations, which is totally fine. But something that you can submit it to, and this is what I did, was you can submit it to your school symposium, because they'll take anything. So I think I have three poster presentations at the school symposium at KCU, and all three of them were, for lack of a better word, some like garbage review article that I worked on with somebody. It wasn't like groundbreaking research. So keep that in mind if you also want to get a poster presentation. And then just to review the timeline for you guys. So this can go really quickly if you have everything in place. And it can, I've broken it down where it can take a month. So you can spend a week to find your team, your topic, and your advisor. You can spend a week to write the thing. And really, you could do that in a weekend if you have a really good topic. And then you week three, you can send it for editing, get it back, make the edits, send it again. And that's really dependent on how quickly your advisor will edit it and get it back to you. And then week four, you'll submit it. And sometimes that can take, you know, a couple days to get back to you. Sometimes that can take a month. But really, by the end of 3 or 4 weeks, you should be able to complete everything that you needed to complete on this review article. So that is the dirty details on this really quick way to work with a team to get 3 publications, one of them hopefully a first author. Just make sure to, you know, maximize the things that you're able to maximize. So find a good team, find a good advisor, and find a good topic. And you can't really control if a journal is going to accept you or not. But if you control those 3 things, you'll be able to churn these out very quickly. And if you guys are in your 3rd year and you have 3 or 6 months, you guys could publish, you know, 3 to 6 articles on this stuff if you guys are really cranking. So yeah, hopefully that helps answer some of your questions. Obviously, if you have more questions or concerns, please reach out. You can find me on Twitter at RodSquadPod. You can find me on my website at rodsquadpod.com, and you can email me at rodsquadpod@gmail.com. Other than that, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are staying safe, and take care.